today's class will be given by His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.12.45 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and giving your association in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, we'll start with the prayers today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Srinvatam Svakataha Krishnaha Punyasravana Kirtanaha. Hrudayam Trastahi Abhadrani Vidinoti Sukhratsatam. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaye. Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhaktir. Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So today we are discussing 4th canto, 12th chapter, 45th verse. Danyam yasasyam ayushyam punyam ayanam mahatsvargam dhavyam sauma nasyam prasasyam agamarshanam. Danyam, bestowing wealth. Yasasyam, bestowing reputation. Ayushyam, increasing the duration of life. Punyam, sacred. Svasti ayanam, creating auspiciousness. Mahat, great. Svargyam, bestowing achievement of heavenly planets. Dravyam, Dravaloka. Saumanasyam, pleasing to the mind. Parasasyam, glorious. Agamarsanam, counteracting all kinds of sinful activities. Translation, by hearing the narration of Dhruva Maharaj, one can fulfill desires for a wealth, reputation, increased duration of life. It is so auspicious that one can even go to heavenly planet or attain Dravaloka, which was achieved by Dhruva Maharaj just by hearing about him. The demigods also become pleased because this narration is so glorious and it is so powerful that it can counteract all the result of one sinful action. Purport. There are different types of men in this world. Not all of them pure devotees. Some are karmis desiring to acquire vast wealth. There are also persons who are only after reputation. Some desire to elevate to the heavenly planets or to go to the Dravaloka, and others want to please demigods to get a material profit. Herein it is recommended by Maitreya that every one of them can hear the narration about Dhruva Maharaja and thus get their desired goal. It is recommended that the devotees Akama, Karmis, Sarvakama and the Jnanis who desire to be liberated, Mokshakama, should all worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to acquire their desired goals of life. Similarly, if anyone hears about the activities of the Lord's devotee, he can achieve the same result. There is no difference between activities and character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and those of his pure devotees. So 46th verse. Tutva etat tradaya abhi Shnam Achyuta Priya Chastatam Bhavet Bhakti Bhagavati Yaya Syat Klesa Samkshaya. Srutva, by hearing, etat, this, Sradhya, with faith, abhikshanam repeatedly. Achyuta, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Priya, dear, chastitam, activities, bhavet, develop, bhakti, devotion, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eya, by which, Syat, Masi, Klesa, of miseries, Sankshaya, Sankshaya, complete diminution. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj and who repeatedly tries with faith and devotion to understand his pure character attains the pure devotional platform and executes pure devotional service. By such activities, one can diminish the threefold miserable conditions of material life. Here the word Achyuta Priya is very significant. Dhruva Maharaj's character and reputation are great because he is very dear to Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the pastimes and activities of Supreme Lord are pleasing to hear, hearing about his devotees who are very dear to the Supreme Person is also pleasing and potent. If one simply reads over and over again about Dhruva Maharaj by hearing and reading this chapter, one can attain the highest perfection of life in any ways he desires. Most importantly, he gets the chance to become a great devotee. To become a great devotee means to finish all miserable conditions of materialistic life.
So, we'll start with prayers before going forward. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruven Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadamkitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunadam Vaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Lalita Sagana Vishakam Vaitam Cha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvitesha Shunyavada Prachacha Desatarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Vashabhanuva Devi Dayataya Kupabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jwala Pramaja Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Muttaye Dhinakarane Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagyamuttaye Vipralamba Rasambude Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Swarupaya Rupanugavarayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumeshtam Nideshta Sajjina Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannadayate Namaha Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Krupasindu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyanabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we are going to discuss about the glorious, what is the importance of Harikatha, why we have to hear Harikatha, right? So we are at the conclusion of
conclusion of Dhruva's pastimes. And here, let me point out this verse again, 4th canto, 12th chapter, 45th verse. So, by hearing narration of Dhruva Maharaj, one can fulfill desires of wealth, reputation, increased duration of life. It is so auspicious, one can even go to the heavenly planet or attain Dhruva Loka, which was achieved by Dhruva Maharaj. Just by hearing about him, the demigods also become pleased because this narration is so glorious and it is so powerful that it can counteract all the results of one sinful action. So, here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, he's starting with karmis, right? He's telling, oh, people, if people want wealth, what they have to do? They have to hear Harikatha. If people want reputation, what they have to do? They have to hear Harikatha. If people want heavenly planets, what they want to do? They have to hear Harikatha. If people want material profits, what they want to do? They have to hear Harikatha. This statement is very important because it has grounding, or the it was from 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, 10th sloka, Srila Prabhupada quoted here, where Sukadeva Goswami is telling this verse, akamaha sarvakamaha va mokshakamaha udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham puram. The meaning is, akamaha, you know, if you don't have desire, no desire, like Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is one of the topmost devotees you can ever see. You can ever see. But at the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami is praying to, Nirguna. There is no form for the God. As soon as he heard the stories from pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, all of a sudden, became a great devotee. So even if you have no desire, akamaha, sarvakamaha. Sarvakamaha means what? Karmis, who work so hard. They have so much desire. They build big house, big bank balance, this, that, right? Even if you have full desire to fulfill your desire, whom you have to go? You have to go to Krishna. Akamaha sarvakamaha va mokshakamaha udaradi. And the third class of people is mokshakamaha. People who want liberation. So the liberation, in that case, also still you have to go to Lord Krishna. Udaradi, with broader intelligence. Tivrena bhakti yogena yujeta purusham param. No matter what you want, you have to do what? Tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti. Then only your wishes will be fulfilled. 200%. Similarly, if one hears the activities of Lord's devotee, he can achieve the same result. Srila Prabhupada is writing in this purport. He is saying, Harikatha is very important. He is saying, if you hear the pastimes of Lord's devotees, you get the same result. And Prabhupada is bold enough to write this statement. This is a very powerful statement. There is no difference between the activities and character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and those of his pure devotees. See this statement. There is no difference between the activities and character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and those of his pure devotees. How bold this is. He is saying, whatever the activities of pure Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no difference between his activities and a pure devotee activity. So that's why if you hear Harikatha or the stories or the pastimes of pure devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit, Prahlad, Dhruva, Hanuman, right? these devotees, even if you hear their stories or His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, pure. There is no difference between Lord's activities and pure devotees' activities. And in the continuation of same spectrum, we discussed about wealth, reputation, everything, right? If you hear Harikatha, you get all these things. In 46th verse, it is next step. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj, who repeatedly tries the, with faith and devotion to understand his pure character, how to hear Harikatha? With faith and devotion and attention and carefulness, right? Complete faith, attention, devotion, and care. Attention is very important. In chanting also, what is very important? Attention and carefulness. Same with Harikatha. Complete attention and carefulness. And devotion and faith. To understand his pure character, attains the pure devotional platform and executes pure devotional service. This is all we are striving for, right? To understand the pure character of Lord Krishna and to attain pure devotional platform and execute pure devotional service. This is all of our goal. By such activities, one can diminish the threefold miserable conditions of material life. So yesterday one of my friends posted in the Facebook saying, oh my God, the elections are coming in India and everybody is basking, right? Constant basking from everywhere. And so much confusion. So this confusion will be going on forever. So to remove, to get out from this threefold material condition, what is the solution? Harikatha Harinam. Harikatha Harinam. Here the word Achyuta Priya is very significant. Achyuta means none other than Lord Krishna. Priya means very favorable to Lord Krishna. Dhruva's character and reputation are great because he is very dear to Achyuta. Yeah, this is the right word. Priya means very dear to Achyuta. So if you hear, yes, the pastimes and activities of Lord pleasing to hear, hearing about his devotees who are very dear to the Supreme Person is also pleasing and potent. So we all strive for what? Peace, happiness, having this pleasing mood, never spikes, right? Shouting, anger, frustration. We want pleasing. 24/7 we want to be pleased, happy, blissful, peaceful. How it is possible? Only by hearing Harikatha and hearing the stories of pure devotees. And other very powerful thing, Srila Prabhupada mentioned here is potent. Potent means it is highly potent. This is not like ordinary thing. See, Valmiki, just by hearing, just by saying mara, 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 he don't know what he's saying. He's saying a bad word. And Krishna or Rama, Sri Ramachandra, you know, is so compassionate. And Valmiki, who is such a bad person, killer, thief, he... Kshirodaska Vishnu within the heart gave the power to write Ramayana just by improper chanting. It's not even chanting, uttering a bad word repeatedly. And somehow Krishna is so merciful, he looks for a tiny opportunity. How I can give credit to my devotee? How I can give credit to my devotee? That's what Krishna is striving for. He is looking for that. And see here, if one simply reads over and over again Dhruva Maharaj by hearing and reading this chapter, 12th chapter of 4th canto, one can attain highest perfection of life in any way he desires. If you want money, you get money. If you want reputation, you got reputation. If you want liberation, you got liberation. If you, and out of all, the topmost is pure devotional service, love for Krishna, Krishna Prem. If you want that, you get it. By what? By reading and hearing pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. Most importantly, he gets the chance to become a great devotee. See the words Srila Prabhupada used. Most importantly, you get the chance to become a pure devotee. What else we want? To become a pure devotee means to finish all miserable conditions of material life. To finish all miserable conditions of material life, then you become pure devotee. Just like Narada. See Narada. What he does 24/7? He involves in all glorious pastimes. And anybody who is associated with Narada, for sure, they will see Krishna. And 24/7 he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Narayana, Narayana. Or, you know, Lord's glorious holy names. So, today, you know, we discussed this. So, I would like to touch upon the importance of Harikatha. Why this Harikatha is so important? And even Sravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. In this whole Navavida Bhakti, the number one is Sravanam. To hear more and more and more and more. That is the foundation. It is for Arjuna, it is for Parikshit Maharaj. This is the most simplest and easiest way to go up and up in the ladder of bhakti. Okay? So now I will touch upon 3rd canto, 5th chapter, 7th verse. Kredan vidatte dvija go suranam. Shamaya karmani avatara bhedai manah na trupyanti api surunvatam na susloka maule charita amrutani. The meaning is, kredan means, treda means sport, right? Krishna comes from Goloka Vrindavana in different avataras. Is the main reason is to have fun. Krishna, have you ever seen a photo or an instant where Krishna is kind of like anxiety, tension, hurry, worry? Have you ever heard or seen? No. All the time he is having fun, he is teasing people, and he is in the background running the whole show. So here in this verse, it started with freedom, means the pastime. Actually, the Krishna comes and does pastimes for us to give fun to us. By hearing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, how nectarian these pastimes are. Kredam vidite, he performs these pastimes, dvija go suranam, for three people. Dvija means twice born means brahmana, and go means house. Surana means demigods. Who is eligible to hear Krishna's pastimes in reality? Eligible is not a right word. Krishna performed these pastimes for these people. Right? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashanaya chatushkrutam dharma samstapanardhaya samvami yagyage. These three class of people, if something happens to them, brahmanas, cows and demigods, immediately Krishna will come. Kshamaya karmani avatara bede. He comes as a multiple avatars. Manah na trupyanti api srunvatam naha. See, no matter how much you hear Krishna kata, manasna trupyanti. If you go and eat in a restaurant, after some time, after 1 hour, say, thank you so much, I can't eat. If you see the best movie in the whole of world, 2 times, non-stop. Third time you say, it's enough, my eyes are hurting, I have to go, right? You go to Hawaii and you spend a week. After that, you have to come back. But Krishna Katha is very special. Manahna Trupyanti. See Parikshit Maharaj, when you hear Krishna Katha and drinking the nectar of Krishna Katha, Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam, Sukha Mukat Amruta Drava Samyatam, Tibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, Muhu Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. First canto, first chapter, third sloka. Meaning is this Krishna Katha, Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam, Sukha Mukat Amruta Drava Samyatam. Nigama Kalpataro means on the tree of Vedas, this is the most ripened fruit. And this fruit is so ripened. And on top of that, you know, they know, Sukadeva Goswami know, even the ripened fruit, people in Kali Yuga are so ignorant, they don't have time to eat this ripened fruit. Now what Sukadeva Goswami did is Sukha Mukat Amruta Drava Samyatam. From the face of Sukadeva Goswami is the topmost devotee, right? What he did is for people of Kali Yuga, they can't chew this. So he chewed this beautiful Krishna Katha. And he is so pure. He born at age 16. He didn't came out of his mother's womb. Because the moment you come out of your mother's womb, what happens? Right away, you get a passport. You born in America, you born in India. You have this caste, you have this color, you have this nationality, and you are right away, the moment you born in this material world, you are put in a cage, or you are in a trap. And you live in the trap for who knows how many janmas. Until and unless you get in touch with pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Then immediately you say, oh, I am not this body, I am not this caste, I am not this color, I am not this gender, I am not this, I am spirit soul. Thus knowledge will come once a pure devotee touches our life. In the same way, Sukadeva Goswami doesn't want any of that stuff. So he didn't came out of mom's womb until 16 years, and after that, he go to the forest. He didn't even stayed with his father. Who is his father? He's not like an ordinary father. He's Sityaves avatar of Lord Krishna, none other than Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Vyasa. Right? Every day when you say start this Bhagavatam class, you start this with his prayers. He's such an exalted personality. Still, Sukadeva Goswami doesn't want to stay with his father. So, the reason I am saying is, Sukadeva Goswami is, what he did is, Vedas are so difficult, he chewed this whole, ripened mango. And created a nice pulp. Sukha Mukat Amruta Drava Samyutam. When you go, you say mango nectar, right? The real mango nectar is the nectar chewed by Sukadeva Goswami. And he gave that nectar to people in Kali Yuga. Please relish it. Please enjoy it. And he started giving that nectar to Parikshit Maharaj non-stop. And Parikshit Maharaj, see here, the reason I am telling all this is manah na trupyanti. Parikshit Maharaj is the perfect listener. By listening, Parikshit Maharaj got perfection. Sravanam. 24/7. for 7 days. No food, no sleep, no nothing. Manakna trupyanti. Whenever Sukadeva Goswami is taking some break to drink some water, right? Then Parikshit Maharaj don't drink water. Don't drink water. No, keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. That enthusiasm, faith, devotion, attention should be there to hear Harikatha. Continuous hearing. Susloka Maule Charita Amrutani. Okay? Krishna Katha cuts off family affection. These are sequence. These are sequence of slokas just for Krishna Katha. So that's why I just want to touch upon this sequence. Third canto, fifth chapter, 11th sloka. Kah trupnayat teddha padaha abhidanat. Who is that man who is not satisfied by hearing the lotus feet of Lord Krishna? You know, all places of pilgrimages came from where? From the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Abhidanat. Satreshuva surubihi ijyamanat. All the great devotees, what they do? They want to stay in Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. Yah karna nadi purushasya yata. Whenever you hear this holy Krishna Katha, karna nadi means holes of the ears. Through this hole, so much stuff goes inside, right? 24/7 news, some music, something, all cause distress. The only thing that goes through this ears and gives pleasing to the heart is Krishna Katha, and stories of lotus feet of Lord Krishna and stories of his pure devotees. Yah karna nadi purushasya yata bhava pradam gaharatin chanti. By hearing Krishna Katha, what happens? It cuts off family affection. Vasudeve Bhagavati. By hearing or performing pure devotional service, what will happen? You get first Vairagya, next knowledge. So Krishna Katha cuts off all family affection and gives supreme bliss. And then 3.5.13, third canto, fifth chapter, 13th sloka. Results of hearing is virakti and remembrance. Right? Sa sraddhadanasya. This word is very important. How we have to hear? Hear, anxious to hear. We should have anxiety to hear more and more. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, because he has no time, he has only 7 days, he is very anxious. So just like Parikshit Maharaj, we have to hear. Vivardhamana viraktam anyatra karoti pumsaha. Hare pada anusmruti nirvittasya samasta dukkha apyayam asudatte. Just by hearing Krishna's katha and about his lotus feet, all miseries will be diminished like this, without delay. And see, it's the glorification of Harikatha, getting even better. Harikatha is essence of all topics. Like bees collect honey. What does bees do? Bees go and collect the best part, honey. Just like that, devotees, pure devotees get attracted to Harikatha. That's it. Nothing else. Harikatha, 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 Harikatha. Nothing else. तत् अस्य कौशारव सर्मधातु हरे कथामेव कथासु सारम् उद्धृत्य पुष्पेभ्य इव आत्तबन्धो शिवाय न कीर्तय कीर्दकीर्ते. हरे कथामेव कथासु सारम्. See, this sentence is very important. Out of all the topics we discuss, we study, you know, I'm a physician, I spent 30 years studying about human brain. Out of all the topics we study, the best book you can ever study is this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the topmost. Why? It is not my words. It is in the third canto, 5th chapter, 15th verse. Hare kata meva kata susaram. Out of all katas, harikata is the topmost topic. Udrutya pushpevya eva atma bandho sivaya na ketaya tedda kete. It is a friend of distress. It gives welfare. Okay. So that is the glorification of harikata. And now you can ask, okay, you are talking about harikatha non-stop. Two questions. How I get this urge to hear harikatha? You know, I'm not getting this urge. What I have to do to get urge like Parikshit Maharaj to hear harikatha non-stop? Non-stop, I want harikatha. What I have to do? There is answer. Everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Susrusho Sraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Kadaruchi. How I get Vasudeva Kadaruchi? Yat Mahat Savaya Vipra Punyatirda Nishevanat. This is very famous verse. 1.2.16. To twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing to the message of Vasudeva. Seva gives taste for Sravanam. I will repeat. Seva gives taste for Sravanam. Okay? Seva gives taste for Sravanam. To whom you have to say, do Seva? You have to do Seva for pure devotees. Directly or even indirectly. If you can do directly, that's good. If not, you know, we have a lot of Srila Prabhupada instructions. If you do seva, that gives taste for sravanam. Okay, Prabhu, now you are saying, okay, we are non-stop hearing. What will happen? There are chain of events will happen. The most important thing is, Trinvatam Svakataha Krishnaha Punya Sravana Ketanaha Pradayantasta Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Sukhrat Sutam. By hearing Krishna Kada, everyone's heart, the benefactor of truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment. The biggest disease we all have, now I don't use the statement, the biggest disease I have is material sense enjoyment. So, to remove that material sense enjoyment from the heart of a devotee, by hearing harikatha, harikatha is like, you know, the best cleaning detergent. In the TV you get the ads and everything, you know, the best detergent, right? The best detergent that will clean your my many janmas of vasanas, karma, anger, lust, greed, everything, all the disturbing things in the heart are cleaned nicely by harikatha. That's why we have to hear harikatha. And once the heart is cleaned, Krishna doesn't come and sit in a dirty place, right? So when you pray to Krishna, first of all, you have to clean the heart. Once the heart is cleansed, Krishna will manifest more and more in a nice lotus flower like beautiful heart. Not greedy heart, not lusty heart, not angry heart, not egoistic heart, not kamakrodha, lustful heart. Krishna doesn't come into those hearts. Krishna comes into complete, 100%.
Your input is invalid.
Clean heart. If to develop that 100% clean heart, what we have to do? Harikatha, Harina, non-stop. In this process, we may fall a little bit down. Don't stop. Keep moving forward. And trust this process. Faith. Faith is so important. Shraddha is so important. And devotion, attention. We are, at least I am not perfect. But what keeps me going is stories like Valmiki and second chapter, 40th sloka. Neha vikramo nasosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapesa dharmasya prayato mahato bayat. You know, even if you do a tiny bit, we don't know what we do, but Krishna knows what we do. And even the stories like Draupadi, you know, he gave a little bit sari and Krishna is so merciful. And out of all the compassion stories of Lord Krishna, this is my famous, my favorite, very important sloka. Aho bakiyam sanakala kutam jingasaya apayat api asadvi lebe gatim dastri uchitam tatahanyam samvadayalum saranam vrajayama. Aho bakiyam sanakala kutam. Baki, the demon putana, came with breast full of poison. Jingasaya, with full dvesha. Apayat, to give apaya, danger. Jingasaya apayat api asadvi. Sadvi means chasteful woman. Asadvi means unchasteful, nasty woman. Putana. That is her situation. But what Krishna did, lebe gatim, the destination what Putana got is equivalent to Yashoda in the spiritual world. Lebe gatim dhatri uchitam. Tata hanyam. Then why even I pray to any other God? Which God is more compassionate than this? A person who is like motherly came acting like a mother with breast full of poison, but she came to give in the mood of giving milk. And Krishna, what he did? At the end, he gave the highest position. Lebe gatim dhatri uchitam. And when Uddhava is telling this, he's crying. When he's telling this verse, he's literally crying. And you know, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you read that second canto, you know, when you read this in this third canto, Uddhava's body is twisting, he is crying, that glorious Krishna, who is compassionate, most compassionate. But anyways, today what I will do is I will stop here, and my sincere urge is, if you have any pastimes to share about Srila Prabhupada, you know, today or mainly Srila Prabhupada, please share, because hearing about the pastimes of Krishna or his devotees, pure devotee, is non-different. So any pastimes of Srila Prabhupada or his guru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, today we will just focus on that aspect. So, devotees, please, thank you so much. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya, prapasindu bhyayavacha, patinanam, pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. So, we will discuss 10-15 minutes about the glories of Srila Prabhupada. So what is your most favorite pastime of Srila Prabhupada?
हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी, दंडवत प्रणाम, श्रील प्रपात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय. वेरी वेरी ब्यूटीफुल क्लास प्रभु. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर दी ब्यूटीफुल क्लास. आई एम टेलिंग अबाउट दी मेन थिंग अबाउट कृष्ण कॉन्शियस इज लाइक वी हैव टू हैव फेथ. विदाउट फेथ वी कैन नॉट अचीव कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. दैट इज द मिनिमम थिंग टू बी इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियस. इफ यू डोंट हैव फेथ वी कैन नॉट प्रोग्रेस इन आवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियस. दैट इज रियली वेरी नाइस पॉइंट प्रभु, एज यू सेड. या प्रभु, थैंक यू सो मच. आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू से थैंक यू प्रभु. हरे कृष्णा.
थैंक यू सो मच. आई वुड लाइक टू एड वन थिंग, दैट श्री प्रहलाद स्टोरी, द बिग मॉन्स्ट्रस हिरण्यकशिपु asked, is your Krishna in this pillar? You need so much faith to say yes, or else, you know, he is extremely mad, he will kill you. Hiranyakashipu has been trying to kill Prahlada. So faith is the key in this whole process. Faith is the foundation. Without faith, you know, we can't go anywhere. Even Srila Prabhupada, my favorite story is what his faith in his Guru Maharaj words. He told this in 1922. My dear Abhay Charan, you are very good in English. Why don't you go to the Western land and share this divine knowledge, because people all over the world is suffering. And his Guru Maharaj eventually left the planet. He went to Goloka Vrindavan. And still, at age 70, there is nobody seeing Srila Prabhupada, right? Whether he is going to America or not. Everybody, in fact, is discouraging Srila Prabhupada. Don't go to America. So if you see that famous, famous interview by Desai, she said, "Hey, old man, you will die if you go to America." But Srila Prabhupada had immense faith on his spiritual master, and Krishna and Gauranga. So If you want to see a person, faith in a form of person, I think in the most recent history, none can do, will do what Srila Prabhupada did. Completely faithful. Immense. Even after 2 heart attacks, he wrote this in the Boston Shore. I don't know how, why I am coming here. I am a puppet in our hand. Make me dance. Your most insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. When, you know, in September 1965, when he is landing first time in America, in Boston, So, yes, and of course, this is my favorite pastime, is that Jaladurta, the struggle, the 60 days of that, you know, in the ship, and first 1 year in America, where he have no clue how this movement will go. He never thought that a Prime Minister of India will come to ISKCON New Delhi and open the world's biggest Bhagavad Gita. He never knew that. He has 1000% faith that, you know, his Guru Maharaj said this, I have to do this. Period. So, a very important point. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. As usual, very nectar in class. Prabhuji, you said that we have to share the pastime of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, when Srila Prabhupada went abroad, came abroad in Boston, and he don't have a single money, only 40 rupees that is not working in abroad, and still he has a complete faith on his Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and there is a details of after some time Jagannath Balaram Subhadrarani, but Prabhupada don't have a money to buy a grocery and to serve the Vaishnava, and somehow Vaishnava will bring the grocery, and they will Srila Prabhupada at the age of 70 cook prasadam, and the lunch time the Vaishnava will came and they eat prasadam. After that they went again job. So Prabhupada will clean all the boats at the age of 70. It is really very hard. At the age of 52 we become tired, but Prabhupada will clean all the boats. The next day again the class evening kirtan is there. So that we have to learn a lesson from Srila Prabhupada, that how sincerely Srila Prabhupada is served, Srila Prabhupada, order of his Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that how dedication Prabhupada is doing the service. And Prabhupada said, and one more thing, that he is sitting in New Jersey tree in a garden, and nobody is there, no Vaishnava is there, only he is doing kirtan alone, and then so many Vaishnava, so many people joined Srila Prabhupada. And so that we learn that Prabhupada is Prabhupada also said that we have to chant our round very attentively, chant, and we have a hearing Srila Bhagavatam. One time Srila Prabhupada Vaishnava will arrange for a Srila Bhagavatam, and then very few Vaishnava will came, hardly 5-6 Vaishnava came. So say that Vaishnava said, Prabhupada, sorry, we are arranging, but nobody came. So Prabhupada said, you cannot see, Narad Muni is sitting there. So that how sincerely Srila Prabhupada is serving our Guru Parampara, Shishi Jagannath Param Subhadra Rani, Shishi Kauni Chai, Shishi Jagannath, Shishi Radha Bhaktinath. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Thank you so much. This is a great point that Srila Prabhupada, when he came, you know, the first audience or first group of people, they have no idea. They never heard the names Rama, Krishna, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, no idea. So if we do a Bhakti Vriksha, we need 10 people to do that Bhakti Vriksha, right? We do potluck, like, you know, 5 people cook 5 different things, 1 speaker will speak, 1 speaker will get printouts, 1 speaker will organize, one person will organize
everything in the... होल्ड पर रखा है
प्रभुपाद इज वन मैन शो
आप जिस उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है कृपया लाइन पर बनी रही द पर्सन यू आर स्पीकिंग विद हैज पुट योर कॉल ऑन होल्ड प्लीज स्टे ऑन द लाइन
ओके Srila Prabhupada is one man show. He is the one who is cooking, cleaning, giving class, doing kirtan, and finishing his round. He is writing books. He is doing everything. So, what Prabhupada did, it's unbelievable, just unbelievable at age 70. And he is cooking these, like, you know, sweet balls and this halwa. Khichdi, and still today it is kitchen religion, right? Lot of people become Krishna conscious because of prasadam. So the standard sale of Prabhupada, it's easy. Prabhupada, you know, buy some fruits and give one grape. No. Prabhupada was not like that. Even he, that is the standard he created. That is the standard Srila Prabhupada created. So, yeah, it's just one man army, one man show. And on top of that, we are so young, yeah, like, you know, we have everything, but see how much faith, it all boils down to Prabhupada's faith and determination. The other term is extremely determined. In Sistastakam, eighth verse, no matter how you treat, Krishna, give me 2 heart attacks, no problem. But my faith and determination you cannot shake. That's how a devotee, you know, is should be. So thank you so much for sharing this. Hearing about Srila Prabhupada, this is non-different from Krishna himself. If somebody asks you, oh my God, what statement you are saying? The answer is 4th canto, 12th chapter, 45th verse, last line in the purport. Prabhupada himself wrote that line saying that there is no difference. So, yes, any more realizations about Srila Prabhupada's
Hare Krishna
Prabhuji. And Prabhupada came. Prabhupada went from Boston. He went to Pennsylvania. And And then from there he went to New York, and at the Tompkins Square Park, underneath the tree, he had lots of pair of pratal, so he was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by himself, and every day he was doing that, and from that, so many people were become attracted by the sound vibration of pure devotees, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And so then so many young boys came and girls came, and they were also there, and even though they didn't know anything about it, but they were just mesmerized by Prabhupada's chanting, and they were ready to help him, do some seva for him and like that. So, and Prabhupada has started, he said, everything starts from the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that's what how Prabhupada has started, with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just give out freely to everyone, whoever is there, doesn't matter. So it's very magnanimous. Like Lord Chaitanya is magnanimous, Prabhupada is also magnanimous. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving the opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing and reminding us about a holy name. You know, it all started with holy name. In the Tompkins Square Park, you know, like Srila Prabhupada went and started this Harinam Sankirtan. With holy name, it spread all over all the continents now. And the other story, I feel sometimes even very sad, is when Prabhupada is sharing this room with a drug addict. You know, you know how the effect of drugs. One night, this young drug addict, he is very mad. He went extremely crazy and he started shouting Srila Prabhupada. In the middle of the night, Prabhupada has to run away from that apartment. Imagine, a old person, no friends, no relatives, no money, and a roommate is behaving like that, and Prabhupada is leaving that room. You know, he did all this for us. That is extremely, really, yeah. Prabhupada did so much in the sense, He for printing Srimad Bhagavatam, he don't even take breakfast. He used to go from Vrindavan to Delhi during those days in those slow trains. in the rickshaws, not even auto rickshaws. And he used to reach Delhi by afternoon without even taking breakfast. His goal is to print Srimad Bhagavatam. And the printer man, he used to say, Swamiji, did you eat anything? And he used to give some food for Srila Prabhupada. So, it's just unbelievable. Because of his efforts, we are relishing this nectar. Nigama kalpa taro galitam phalam. You know, who is there enough to write even touch Srimad Bhagavatam? From Srila Prabhupada in the history of ISKCON, even if you take, have you seen anybody is able to dare enough to write this vast literature with this most advanced printing and everything? This is only once in the history of mankind, a person writing a Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, prayers of Queen Kunti, 70 books. This is just, you know, just hearing Krishna's pastime, talking about Srila Prabhupada, it gives the same effect. So, anyways, it's always very, 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 very inspiring.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Danvatanam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Danvatanam.
Yes, excellent class. It was brief and very enlightening. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. From what I have read, the condensed version of Prabhupada, the book, the Leela Amrit, and what I am reading at present, and what I've heard from various orators in ISKCON, I would just like to put forward those anecdotes from Prabhupada Leela Amrit. When Srila Prabhupada was preaching, so when he went to Paris, that time he installed Shishi Radha Paris Ishwara Deities. And that time, if you have a look at, very close look at Radha Parasishwara deities, they have a very different radiance in their form. And that gives you a hint of how the French people look. So that there were devotees who asked Prabhupada that, how can Krishna manifest himself here in Paris? Because Paris is the epitome of Maya. Maya Devi resides in some places of the world, you know. So one of them is known as Paris because it's full of fashion, it's full of attraction. So Prabhupada said that, you see, the French girls are very beautiful and Krishna is all beautiful. So everything beautiful should be offered to him. So hence he is here. Hence he named him Shishi Radha Parasishwara. So that was one point. Second point is when Srila Prabhupada went to African nations to preach. So that time it was very difficult to introduce them to Krishna consciousness because there were economical upheavals, there were places where religion was made the base for politics. So Srila Prabhupada had to introduce Krishna in a way that touches the Africans. So he said, you know, Krishna is, like, they were not understanding the concept. He said, you see, Krishna is dark, Krishna is black. So they were like, oh, they were very joyed. They were dancing. They were very enjoyed by hearing that. He said, but not as black as you. And they all laughed. And that's how they accepted Krishna consciousness. Because they connected. They felt that Krishna is connecting. And that link of connecting Krishna with them was Srila Prabhupada. These are the two points. Third point is, when Pishima used to cook for Srila Prabhupada in India, you know, whenever she got an opportunity to come and cook for him. So she used to use a lot of mustard oil, she used to put a lot of ghee, and with an aging person needs to cut down on these things. So Srila Prabhupada, his personal servants, I believe it was Yamuna Devi Dasi, who used to feel that, you know, this is not appropriate, but she never spoke because she was totally surrendered to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, I mean, I think his other servants also said, you know, this food is very heavy. So he said, okay, let her cook. You know, she's my sister. She has that love for me. I have to respect her. And okay, fine, let her cook. But he used to find ways of, you know, not allowing her to cook for him because he knew that he cannot continue having very rich prasadam. And she used to find ways of
somehow serving Srila Prabhupada out of love, though she was initially not a devotee but later on became one, so she started by serving him in this manner of, you know, replacing the oil containers with mustard oil and whatnot, etc. So this was how reciprocation was with the blood relation. Even though he was a very high-level sannyasi, he was a very high-level figure at that moment. These 3 points. There was one more. When Srila Prabhupada was... when with Yamuna Devi Dasi, Srila Prabhupada went to India. So that time, the concept of bhakti, of the way the way they pay obeisances, the way women and men sit, the way they behave, was slightly different, because when Prabhupada introduced Krishna consciousness in the West, he made many, he was lenient, he made many changes as to accommodate them in Krishna bhakti. So I read somewhere that Yamuna Devadasi sat amongst the men, or I don't know, she sat in front. So then she was told to go and sit behind. So she told Prabhupada, he said, yeah, okay, you're, I mean, he felt, yes, this is right. But he didn't make a fuss of it. And at the same time, he did not let her go from her services. He allowed her to serve him to the best of her abilities. Surrender of Yamuna Devadasi towards Prabhupada was at the peak when they were traveling in a train, and Prabhupada told her that he would like to have khichdi. Now, this foreigner didn't know where to go, whom to approach, so she just went into the pantry compartment and she said, I need to cook. So they were like, no, how can you cook? Because the Indians were like, what will a foreigner cook? And that too in the pantry, and there is no such provision for it. So she said, either you let me cook or I'm going to jump off the train. The choice is yours. And they were like, okay, cook. So she made khichdi for Prabhupada and she served him. And yes, that was Sharanagati, Guru Sharanagati. So yeah, these are the things I've read. I hope I have shared them in the appropriate manner. Forgive me if I went wrong somewhere. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Mataji Dinavatmaram.
Thank you so much for sharing. The first and second points, first point, the most beautiful thing, can you just give the glimpse of the first point and the second point, Mataji? Somehow I missed the essence.
When Srila Prabhupada installed Shishi Radha Parasishwara, so that time in Paris, the devotees were feeling that why the name Shishi Radha Parasishwara and why Krishna has come here, because Maya is at the peak in Paris. Like I have read somewhere that Maya Devi, you know, when we go to some places in the world, we feel that, oh, we find like Las Vegas. Maya Devi is at the peak there. Maya Devi is at the peak in some places. So similarly, that feeling came. And Prabhupada said that because the French girls are beautiful, Krishna is very beautiful and everything beautiful belongs to him. So that's why he's come here to steal their hearts, and hence the name Shishi Radha Parasishwara.
Okay. And the second one,
African nations, when Srila Prabhupada went to preach, he connected them with the Krishna consciousness by making them feel that the complexion of Krishna was like them, and that's how they accepted Krishna and became Krishna conscious. That was one way in which they connected with Krishna and bhakti.
I see.
Prabhupada said that Krishna is black, so they were very overjoyed. But then he said, they're not as black as you, so they had a hearty laugh. But they connected with Srila Prabhupada and Krishna.
I see. Okay. Very nicely said. Thank you so much for sharing. And if you want to hear a person who is there when Yamuna Devi Dasi was in the train with Srila Prabhupada, that person is Sutakirti Prabhu. You know, I interviewed Sutakirti Prabhu and he told the whole this train pastime where Yamuna Devi Dasi wants to jump out of this train to give khichdi. And one more very interesting thing happened after that. The interesting thing is the utensils in train It's terrible. Like, you know, it's completely black and it's no way you can cook in this dirty utensils. So Yamuna Devi Dasi, out of love to Srila Prabhupada, she cleaned one pot for more than two hours. Everybody is waiting, where is Khichdi? And like, you know, Yamuna Devi Dasi, Her Grace Yamuna Devi Dasi, so she is keep cleaning to her best of the ability. So it's like, you know, when you are serving to these pure devotees, she always gives her best. So it's in the YouTube channel, Serving the Lotus Feet of Srila Prabhupada. See the interview of Sutakirti Prabhu. He gave all this beautiful past tense. He actually, Sutakirti Prabhu tries to, you know, Pishima comes and she is Prabhupada's sister. And sometimes she sleeps, you know, next out of the door of Srila Prabhupada. Imagine a sadhu and Pishima is sleeping there. And Sutakirti Prabhu, it's very tough to talk, you know, to Prabhupada's sister, saying, please don't come here, you shouldn't do this. And he told that pastime in a beautiful way. Maybe at the end of the class, I will share that video in our group. And last but not the least, last week I was talking about survey. So I highly, you know, humbly request all of you to take this survey and share this. This is a humble attempt to scientifically show the world how potent Krishna consciousness is. For example, I will end the class in 20 seconds. USA, opioid epidemic is going on right now, right? Every hour, so many people are dying consuming opioids. So now National Institute of Health, NIH, is spending millions of dollars. They are requesting, please write more grants. What is so inspiring is I met first generation devotees who are pretty much like, you know, on middle of the whole pool of drugs. Opioid is nothing. And they quit these drugs in 20 days. And how it is possible where now the government and the National Institute of Health trying many ways and they can't help anyone. So now if we do surveys like this, collecting the whole data, how this moment is so pivotal to the whole world. Of course, at a spiritual level, and also at a health and everything, you know, that is so key. So we will post this survey again and take this ownership that you are doing this service to Srila Prabhupada and share his message. Prabhupada always said, and he always liked scientific preaching a lot. So that's why he always loved to go and debate in Harvard University, Oxford University, and defeat scientists. So with this, you know, I will, now the time is 7:39. So time is Krishna. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Vanchakalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice. Very interactive class. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Salat pranam, koti koti pranam, Prabhuji. Very nice. Beautiful class.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association. Let's pay our obeisances to His Grace, Prasannatma Prabhu, and all the devotees. Vanchakalpa
Tarubhyasya.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.